Welcome to the Anime and Chill Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Anime and Chill, and today we're going to be talking about Jujutsu Kaisen, which is a new show, and we're also going to be talking about a kind of classic type show that a lot of people in the anime community have been talking about when it comes to like sad shows. A lot of people bring this show up, and it's Anohana, which came out, I believe... I can't believe I don't have the exact date. Actually, I do have it right here. It came out in 2011, so it's a pretty old show, about 9 years old. And yeah, we're going to be giving you guys our thoughts on that. But before we get to Anohana, we're going to be talking about Jujutsu Kaisen. So Blue, what did you think about the opening and ending music for Jujutsu Kaisen or Sorcery Fight?
Okay, so for the opening, it's very like simple, kind of like, you know, cliche visuals, but there are a few parts of it that I really liked. Like when the one girl puts on her glasses and the curse was there coming closer, and then on the train when it goes dark and you can see the reflection of the demon in the window or whatever. And the song was pretty catchy, but I'd say a little average on that part.
Yeah, I'd say the opening's pretty average. The visuals, pretty average. But the song wasn't bad. It was just nothing special per se.
The ending, I loved the ending so much. Like, the song honestly, was so amazing. Groovy. And I just really liked the dancing. Just, it's such a vibe.
Bro, the visuals, like, I swear, the same dance he was doing, every time that the ending would come on, I would just do that. It was like, it just gives you that bop, that feel. Listen, it's just so good.
I don't normally dance, God. But I've seen so much dance and stuff, like, anime-related recently. Like, I want to learn the torture dance. I want to learn this ending. I just want to... Dude, the ending is just so good. It just makes you want to just, like, you know, just, like, just start, just, like, you know, just bop in your head.
It really does. And, like, the visuals with it are so, like, that style is just so good.
Like, I love, like, how they drew it and how they have, like, the, how they colored it in. Like, it's just very sketchy and it's just, overall, it's probably one of my favorite endings this year.
Same. I honestly would say that's probably my favorite ending out of any show I've seen that came out this year.
Because I can't think of easily any other. I can't think of anything that would necessarily beat that I've watched this year.
Yeah, honestly, same. It was just so good. I really like loved that ending so much. Honestly, I gotta add that to like a playlist or something.
It's just such a vibe.
But moving on, what did you think of like the like characters for the show?
I think they all seem interesting so far. None of them really stand out per se. I think the main character is probably average in personality compared to a lot of main characters. The Kakashi guy with the mask over his eyes had a totally different personality than what I expected, however. I was expecting him to be more dark and brooding, you know, but he's just very much different. I can't look at him without thinking about Kakashi. It's impossible.
He does really resemble him, honestly.
Overall, I think the characters are pretty average, but, you know, I like them so far. I don't really necessarily dislike them at all. I really like the girl's, like, spunk, though.
Yeah, I thought, like, she was really, like, funny, honestly, the girl and, like, the pink-haired dude. I'm really bad with names.
They don't seem to be, like, close friends or anything, but they just seem like the instant bros, but also, like, not bros. It's interesting, because she just switch around. Honestly. I don't know. It's funny. I like that dynamic.
Yeah. What was the main character's name again?
Itadori.
Oh my god, I'm not gonna remember that.
Yuji Itadori.
I can hardly say that. But yeah, the main character, honestly, I liked him, and that's the thing with shonens. It's like they always have that likable main character. But I mean, he is pretty average, like clearly. He's nothing special, but he's goofy, he's ready to jump in, he's ready for the smoke, and like what else could you really want from like a shonen character, you know what I mean? Like he in the first episode, I think it was the first one, he ate that finger without hesitation, really. Well, he had hesitation, but you know, he ate that finger that turned him into a demon.
What's the theme with eating things? Oh yeah, but the girl's name is Kugisaki, and the guy with the eye mask is Satoru Gojo.
What about the wolf dude who can summon the wolves?
Megumi Fushig- girl. I don't know. I have.
My God, no wonder I forgot their names. Those are
Megumi.
Just
Megumi's
so hard to
easy.
Remember. At least for me, I'm just bad with remembering.
Just remember
names,
Megamind,
goodness.
And you can remember Megumi.
Yeah. Oh God. But yeah. The pink-haired dude, main character, liked him, but I mean, pretty average, honestly. The girl character I really liked. I thought she was funny. Still haven't really seen much about her. I'm only 4 episodes in. You've seen more, clearly. So maybe you know a little bit more about her. And then the dude that can summon wolves, who's kind of like the second or like the first sorcerer guy that we're introduced to. He's pretty basic, honestly. He's just like that super serious type who, he's just kind of there. And then that Kakashi looking dude. I really don't know much about him still, but still really looking forward to seeing these characters.
I like his character. I just can't get over the Kakashi thing. It's that's my only input on that. But honestly, like, he does have an interesting personality, and I he's just, I don't know, Goji.
Yeah, I feel you. What did you think about like the animation for the show?
I actually really like the animation. It's above average, I'd say.
Same.
Not extraordinary, but you know, it's pretty good.
Like in terms of like a shonen show, it does exactly what you want, especially like with the action. It's really well animated. It's not like amazing. It's not the best ever, but it's definitely good for sure. When like he's fighting the demon and just all this crazy crap's going on, it looks really good, honestly. So
yeah.
Yeah, the show does really, really good job in that department, honestly. What about, like, your favorite moments for the show? Did you have any?
No favorite moments yet. Though I did like all the Sukuna scenes. There was a part where he's like, let's go kill some kids, which I thought was funny. He's the demon that's possessing Itadori. But he was just casually like, let's go kill some kids, you know?
Oh my God, that's horrible. I think if I had to pick like a favorite moment, I think it would be whenever the main character like stays back and tries to fight that thing, the crazy super strong demon, and then his friend has to go save that girl, and then he unleashes like his super powerful demon guy that wasn't, I still don't know much about it. It's really complicated, and honestly, like, I clearly don't know that much about the lore. It was kind of, I don't think it was bad, but it was just a lot to it, and it was kind of, I wouldn't say rushed, but it was a little hard to follow, honestly. But basically, he ate this finger, the main character ate this finger, and this finger gave him the ability to, like, turn into, like, a demon guy is inside of him or something, like, right? I don't,
so
something like that.
I still thought, why a finger?
I know. And why does it look like that? It looks like an old witch's finger, and it's like nasty.
It's just so gross. But
it is so gross. It really is. But goodness, he gets so strong.
I can just see like Goji walking up to him and be like, your kid, eat this. Like freaking All Might face, whatever.
Oh my God. But yeah, that was probably my favorite moment, whenever he unleashes his like super mega demon that takes over his body and fights that thing. The action sequence was awesome there. So yeah, so like, what do you think about like the story for this show? Like, where do you see it going? Like, clearly we haven't seen the entire show, but what do you think it's gonna go?
Okay, so
what
do you plot think so wise, I think it's Bleach, but it's not. It just reminds me way too much of Bleach with the system
it really
of going
does, now I think about it,
to like,
I can see that.
Because obviously there's a curses in these places, and it reminds me of how, like, you know, the Soul Reapers go and they, you know, deal with the whole, like, stuff like that. Or Yo-Kai Watch. It also kind of reminds me of Yo-Kai Watch, you know.
Oh, I've never seen it.
I watched it several years ago. but, like, it kind of reminds me of mix between those two, like, in the, like, the world building sort of way. Plot-wise, like, on its own, I'm liking it. I like the idea of being, like, you know, possessed by something and just trying to I really don't think he's gonna die at the end. Like, he's the main character, right? This ain't JoJo's.
The main character? Probably not, I'd say.
Like, they're obviously going to have to find a way to, you know, save him and get rid of this demon possessing him. Like, maybe they'll separate at some point. He'll get out and then they'll have to defeat him. But I just don't think it's going to go how, like, it's set up. Like, he's going to swallow all the fingers. And,
oh, God.
And then he's going to get executed. I just don't see that going like that. And also... Yeah, oh, wait, no, I can't say that. You haven't gotten there yet. But...
Oh, dang it.
But, yeah, it's interesting so far, and I'm liking the plot.
Yeah, same. For a shonen-type show, it's looking like one of the next... I wouldn't say, like, the next biggest one, but maybe, like, in that Black Clover area where, like... I don't know if you've ever seen Black Clover, but...
I have not seen Black Clover yet.
Like, it's a pretty average show, but this show... Black Clover's a whole thing. Like, the animation for Black Clover is really... average, even below average at a lot of points, but I heard it's been getting better. I'm on like a episode like 100 something. I haven't watched in a while. It's a really average type shonen, but I have heard it's getting better. But what I was trying to say was like it could be like in that area where it's like it's one of those good ones, and then I can see like there's a lot of good stuff here. Like the world's pretty cool. This main character's pretty good. Like, the animation's good, and I don't think it's going to be stretched out like something like Black Clover, where it's like a 500-episode show. So, like, there's a lot... I like the more compact shows, because I just feel like they are paced way better than, like, longer shows. So, I'm liking where it's going, and I'm liking the characters.
If I could stop comparing it to other shows that are very, very similar to it, I think I would like it a lot more on its own, but... I don't know. I think it's just like me comparing it to a bunch of other shows that it resembles. So,
well, it's also like it's not that original. It's okay, we got the main character dude who is pretty funny. He likes action. He likes to fight. He's not scared. He gets superpowers and he becomes a sorcerer. Oh, and there's these demons and he's got to fight the demons. And I mean, it's well executed, but at the same time, it's nothing special.
Well executed cliche plot. And probably above average at like in whole though. I mean,
I think it's above average.
Decent chuck above average.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's kind of our thoughts on Jujutsu Kaisen or Sorcery Fight, which I think is an awful name. Sorcery Fight? Who thought of that name? Like Sorcery Fight? What? Really? I just don't like it.
I didn't even know the English name. I just knew the Japanese name, so.
Yeah, I was on this one website called 9Anime, and that's where I watched the show. And, like, it was, like, Sorcery Fight was, like, one of the top shows that people were watching. And I'm like, what the hell is Sorcery Fight? And I'm like, please don't tell me that's Jujutsu Kaisen, and it was. And I was like, oh, that name. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. But, yeah, it's a pretty good show, honestly. I'm liking where it's going. Definitely going to keep up with this show. But moving on, we're going to be talking about Anohana, which is it's a tearjerker, honestly. Yeah, it is. I get it. I get it with Anohana, like why people talk about it the way they do, honestly. What did you think about like the opening and ending for Anohana?
I like the opening. The song was simple, but it fit really well and had this bittersweet tone. Then the forget me not spinning there at the end, because, you know, like her whole thing was like, don't forget me and stuff like that. And the fact that they used the forget me not hurt. Overall, the visuals and going through their moments of their childhood was really touching. The ending, again, very bittersweet. I like the visuals. They fit decently well. It was mainly centered on the girls, and that was cute. But overall, just bittersweet. Yeah. And, I mean, well animated, honestly, too. So.
The show is actually really well animated for, like, 2011. But, yeah, the opening and ending, just definitely bittersweet. Like, it's just, especially, like, after you've watched the show, you kind of just, like, it's like a different type of feeling towards like everything about it. But yeah, really liked them. But moving on to like the real thing of like this discussion of Anohana, like what do you think about like, the characters for the show?
Out of all the characters, I think Popo was my favorite. I loved Popo. He was just a big...
Honestly.
He was a big ball of energy, and in my opinion, I was the most curious about him. He, right off the bat, believed the main character, and I just really wanted to know why he, of all people, was trying really hard, because he didn't seem all that, like, connected to the past issues. And but when you find out what happened that connected to him, it just made sense. And he was just, I don't know, I just really, really liked him. Menma, for obvious reasons, she was just too adorable not to love.
Honestly, yeah.
It, like, I liked her, like, story. She was just, like, you know, she gave off, like, this, you know, she didn't really care, but she also, like, would get emotional, and it was saddening. I was, like, Tsurumi. She was, like, a jerk for a while, but then she grew on me, and I felt really bad for her when the
which one's that, the one
the girl with the glasses,
the girl with glasses.
I felt bad for her when the Yukiatsu stuff arose, like the guy who dressed up as Menma at one point.
Yeah, that was something. Oh god,
this poor dude, he's just,
I was so confused. I was like, what is happening?
Therapy session, bro.
Yes, he did. Oh, yo, my God.
Yo, if your waifu dies, just become your own waifu.
just dress up as your waifu and run through the forest.
Yo, bro.
That's the answer. Oh, my God. That was so weird.
Dude, I was so confused. I didn't realize it was him. And then I was like, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, wait.
Because I thought, like, you're thinking, like, okay, well, if this girl can come back and, you know, the main character can see her and she's clearly dead, you're thinking, okay, this is definitely a ghost or something, like, maybe, like, I don't know, if you're not expecting it to be a full-grown teenager just running through the forest.
I think it's just I get it, there are people, like, you do some some interesting stuff while you know, grieving, and obviously none of them were over it, you know, and like, I get it, I understand. And it made me sad, not gonna lie. Like, just, like, the whole conversation afterwards, I shed, like, a small tear. No. I was just like, poor dude, you know?
Yeah.
Just like,
because he really did love her, and, like...
He was a dick most of the time, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, after, yeah. Like, I don't think in the childhood he was, but, like... I mean, clearly.
Yeah, but
during the show,
you know,
he was horrible.
Trauma. He was trauma will get to you.
Yeah, especially if it's like something that is like that close to your heart. You can't really. I mean, yeah, he was really mean throughout the entire show, but
I mean,
like,
he had his
time,
moments. He had his nice moments, but, you know.
Right. You can kind of understand why. Yeah. It's something that close to his heart. You can kind of understand why. Honestly, I think my favorite character would probably be Popo as well. Just like. His like charismatic like attitude towards everything, he was like kind of like a ride or die type character, and he was just always there, like, for our main character as well, and it's just like he was like the glue of the group. Easily, I'd say. But yeah, honestly, all the characters serve their purpose. We could go through every single one of them, like the main character, him and Menma, like their bond between each other. And once you, like, get toward, like, towards the end of the show and, like, you really see how it all unfolds and everyone's, like, different, what is it, like, not reasonings, but different, just, they're different ways of grieving and, like, they're different ways of, like, the different way that they were all connected to Menma's, like, death. Like, they all felt responsible in some way, and it's really sad. Honestly, it was so sad to see, like,
very sad.
all of that. And honestly, I didn't know what I expected from the ending of the show, because it is a slice of life type anime. It's like slice of life. But at the same time, it wasn't like necessarily like boring, like super boring. I wouldn't say it was like amazingly paced in terms of like entertainment wise, like it wouldn't leave you bored really, but it is a slice of life type anime. Nothing crazy is going on. It's mostly just how our main character is dealing with this dead girl, like living it, like with him, and he can see her, and like how that all unfolds with their friend group and whatever, and how they all come together because of this, which is really like the beautiful part about it. It's like with Menma's death, it's like they all grieved. They all kind of went their separate ways. Not necessarily everyone. I know that girl with the glasses and that dude. I don't know if they were close, but they kind of were.
They were pretty close, I think. They were always with each other.
Clearly, those two were together, but at the same time, Menma's death, in a way, brought them closer together. Like, the way that it all ended with her coming back and him, the main character, being able to see her, like, the way that brought them all together. And, like, the way that that's what Menma's afterlife, like, not afterlife, but one of the things she wanted to do before going to, you know, heaven, she wanted that to kind of happen, and it did happen. Like, they all became much closer because of Menma, you know, even in her death, which was really, you know, beautiful in the show. But yeah, what do you think of like the animation and the soundtrack for the show?
I like the animation. It was really cute, not over the top, but it fit the show really well and what they were covering. But it was really good, well animated for like 2011. It's not even that far long ago, but you know, but it was cute. I really liked like some of the moments, like, and how they were animated. The soundtrack, the songs fit really well and made the scenes really dramatic as they had to be, you know, and especially there at the end where I think it was the ED playing over the final scene. God, I was sobbing.
Honestly, oh, that moment. Oh, God.
There was also the other really sad scene more near the beginning of that episode, and the music there just amplified everything. I think they did a really good job at selecting songs for the emotional scenes. And just really nice selections. And then just,
You know, I was really impressed by the show in terms of animation, but also, like, I've seen a lot of good shows, like, well-animated that came out in, like, 2011. We got Hunter x Hunter. We have Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Well, I mean,
like,
actually,
those shows hold up. They really do.
Hunter x Hunter looks so much older than 2011, though.
The newer one?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I can definitely see what you mean. Yeah, I definitely see what you mean. But at the same time, I felt like it has a certain, like, look to it that is just really appealing to me. Like even a show like that came out kind of after, like Naruto Shippuden, honestly, it don't really look good. Like, it just doesn't look good. Like, it looks fine. It looks just insanely average, Naruto Shippuden. But like, something about Hunter x Hunter, just like the way it looks, just, I don't know. Something, maybe that's just me.
I don't know. I like the way Hunter x Hunter looks, but it just, I don't know, it just feels a little older.
I definitely get it. But well, like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, like, I feel like that one definitely looks much, I don't know, just holds up.
Yeah.
Even in today's standards, like, but yeah. Really impressed with the animation on Ohana. Like, clearly nothing crazy is going on, but like the beauty, like with the sunsets and like the they're in the forest a lot, and like you know, it can look really, really pretty. It really can. And like when they were like preparing food this one time, I remember that looked really good. It's more of like a, it's not necessarily animation, but more like the art style and just like the, I mean, the art style is just a basic type, but you know what I mean?
Just like, it
was really well detailed, really well detailed at times. But yeah, did you have any favorite like moments or favorite episode?
Favorite moment, the ending. Favorite episode, it have to be the final one. I held myself together really well throughout all the other episodes, but as soon as the scenes in the final episode like hit, I just couldn't. I just really like how like the I like animes that can make me feel, you know, and the final episode really made you feel.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of Anohana. It's like, cause I'm thinking, okay, something crazy's kind of got to happen to, like, make, like, I want to, because this is, like, a sad show, and it's, like, let's just say nothing crazy really happens. Nothing crazy really happens, but that's kind of the beauty of the show. It's, like, it didn't do anything super crazy over the top that made you, like, it's really in the subtleness of, like, what like her death really brought and like what it meant to each individual person. And like you kind of have to think about it a lot. Because as I said, it's like what her death meant to everybody and how they all felt responsible in their own way and how they grieved in different ways. And just, yeah, like just the beauty in that and like how they all dealt with it and just how it brought them all closer together and made their relationships stronger. That's what I really think I loved about the show. Like, it really did that so, so well. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, definitely can hit you on that final episode.
When I get to the, was on the final episode, the episode before that, my father was wanting to watch the TV, and I was using our TV in the living room. I told him, just give me, like an hour so I can finish this up. And then I finish it, and then I walk up to him sobbing, and I just throw the remote at him, like,
oh, God.
I'm like, take your damn TV.
Oh my God.
My dad just looked at me like really I was crazy.
Get you. God. Honestly, I totally get why a lot of people think of Anohana as like one of the sadder, one of the most sad animes, because it definitely is, but like in a different type of way.
I normally don't cry so much during anime, and I don't understand. It's just a recent thing, you know, that we've just been watching so many anime about dead girls.
Oh,
like
my
Erased.
God.
And then right after that, we choose this.
Yes.
And then like the dead girl in JoJo's.
Oh my goodness.
What's up with the dead girls?
What is up with dead girls and them coming back and being dead? And
my God.
Yeah. Gosh. But Anohana really was.
It was
a good watch. And that's coming from someone that doesn't necessarily like slice of life anime. But at the same time, you're really intrigued and you really want to see where it's going to go. Because, I mean, as I said, it's really subtle in a lot of ways because it is a slice of life. Nothing crazy happens. You might kind of expect it because it's like everyone talks about how sad it is and how sad it is. But at the same time, you know what's coming before the ending. Like sure, some stuff unfolds that you don't really know. But for the most part, you kind of know what's going to happen. But again, I've already explained why I think it's a sad show. Like why it really like resonated with me in a lot of ways, like the way I liked it and what it did that I really liked. But yeah, man, it can really hit you that last episode, bro. Cause freaking Popo, you didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming.
Popo.
Oh God. Cause I thought homie was just, that's so,
I was just very drawn into his character. Just, he's just a ball of, oh
yeah, like just that energy that he holds like for that group, and then understanding like what he had to go through, which was kind of unspoken, nobody knew about it except for him, and the way he felt about the whole thing. And gosh, it's just so sad.
I'm still trying to figure out exactly what happened, but I'm pretty sure she slipped and fell into the river, and then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know entirely.
I'm pretty sure that's pretty much what happened. And then, yeah, she just fell in the river. And then, yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but yeah. If you want to see the show, I definitely recommend it. It's a sad show. I'm not a big fan of slice of life anime. I don't really watch them often, so I haven't given them that many chances, honestly. But this one is actually well-paced. I think I watched it in like a day or two, maybe. And it's not like it left me on the edge of my seat, but
yeah, it only takes like 2 days to watch, you know, maybe less if you binge it.
Yeah.
It's like 11 episodes.
It was just an enjoyable ride, kind of. Like, you're never like really like bored because there are interesting moments and kind of like intense type moments whenever that one dude who's always mad like starts up some drama type crap. Those are probably the most interesting moments, or when he's running in the forest with a dress on dressed as the dead girl. That's a pretty that's a pretty interesting moment. So yeah, I would definitely recommend it if you're looking for a show like this.
But yeah.
Like, yeah, it's sad, but
it's really good, and it's definitely worth the watch.
100%. So yeah, that's our thoughts on Anohana. Great show. I watched it on Netflix, so you can definitely watch it there if you want to watch it.
Yep.
On the next episode, we're going to be watching Inuyasha. I don't know much about Inuyasha, but it's a really popular show, honestly. It's old now, but I think it came out in like 2000, maybe? Yeah, I think 2000. And that episode is going to release on what day did we say again?
Probably the 3rd of January.
Yeah, because we're going to be taking a break because of course, like Christmas. We're going to be taking a break for that, and we'll be back on the 3rd of January. So yeah, stay tuned for that. We love you, and we're out.